This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans who think they may have had COVID-19 can now get an antibody test at UC Health that looks for evidence that they already have had the virus. The tests do not detect an active infection. The FDA says the UC Health tests are much more accurate than others on the market. They cost about $100 and might be covered by insurance. Medically vulnerable prisoners are suing Colorado for allegedly not protecting them from coronavirus. The suit seeks more social distancing and early release for some at-risk prisoners. Governor Polis says they're doing everything they can to keep prisoners safe.
But it's also important for the residents of Colorado to know that, of course, we will vigorously defend against any lawsuit that seeks to turn this pandemic into an effort to release dangerous criminals.
The ACLU is representing the plaintiffs, some of whom are at the state prison in Sterling, where nearly 600 inmates tested positive for coronavirus. Two died. Officials say two men escaped from the federal minimum security prison in Florence earlier this week and tried to pose as Mexican immigrants seeking deportation at the southern border. Officials say Jose Rodriguez and Raul Guzman are back in custody now, along with the woman who was driving them at the time. Showers and thunderstorms are possible along the Front Range and in the Central Mountains today and tomorrow and today, tonight, and tomorrow. Currently 68 in Denver, 88 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.